Full Circle by Edith Wharton. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2013. Part 5. Visey, it was to appear, did carry a deadly secret, but one less perilous to society than to himself. He was simply poor. Inexcusably, irremediably poor. Everything failed him, had always failed him. Whatever he put his hand to went to bits. This was the confession that, reluctantly, yet with a kind of white-lipped bravado, he flung at Betton in answer to the latter's tentative suggestion that, really, the letter-answering job wasn't worth bothering him with. A thing that any typewriter could do.
"If you mean you're paying me more than it's worth, I'll take less," Visey rushed out after a pause.
"Oh, my dear fellow," Betton protested, flushing.
"What do you mean, then? Don't I answer the letters as you want them answered?"
Betton anxiously stroked his silken ankle. "You do it beautifully. Too beautifully.
I mean what I say. The work's not worthy of you. I'm ashamed to ask you."
"Oh, hang shame," Visey interrupted. "Do you know why I said I shouldn't have time to dress tonight? Because I haven't any evening clothes. As a matter of fact, I haven't much but the clothes I stand in. One thing after another's gone against me. All the infernal ingenuities of chance. It's been a slow Chinese torture, the kind where they keep you alive to have more fun killing you."
He straightened himself with a sudden blush. "Oh, I'm all right now, getting on capitally. But I'm still walking rather a narrow plank, and if I do your work well enough, if I take your idea..."
Betton stared into the fire without answering. He knew next to nothing of Visey's history, of the mischance or mismanagement that had brought him, with his brains and his training, to so unlikely a pass. But a pang of compunction shot through him as he remembered the manuscript of The Lifted Lamp, gathering dust on his table for half a year. Not that it would have made any earthly difference, since he's evidently never been able to get the thing published. But this reflection did not wholly console Benton, and he found it impossible, at the moment, to tell Visey that his services were not needed.